this is our beloved Sheikh Muhammad al-Maliki, for his very inspiring talk. Shall we hope it is important to be done as now. And now we are going to take everything into consideration and mend our ways, inshallah. We are now hoping on a Q&A session. We will have a special question from the sisters. There's a question from a sister. Says, advice for a sister living in a country where niqab is banned and she is unable to leave that land.
In this case, we tell her with what Allah Ta'ala commanded her. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Remain safe at home and do not expose like the way of the Jahiliyyah. And this was said in Medina. In Medina. Not in countries where the niqab or hijab is banned. Rather that even in the countries where hijab is not banned. Even if it is in countries where hijab is not banned, like here, women should remain home. If it is in Medina, say stop that. What about it in the West? Allah.
No, any questions from the brothers?
Wallahi, look, yani, who are the scholars of our time? I can't tell you some, but I can't tell you all. I don't know all of them, but I can't tell you some who I know. For example, there is Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, Falah al-Fawzan, Abdul Mahsin al-Abbad, Wasiullah Muhammad Adam al-Ethiopi. Now, yeah, a number of scholars scattered around the world, but I don't know them all, or I can't remember them all now. But yani, at least these are the ones I know. There are many, it doesn't mean those I didn't mention that they are not scholars. No, they are scholars, and they are in our hearts and in our eyes. Allah.
How would I know? Maybe would say that well, that shift is an island in the world, and people have different views about it. But how am I, as a student, to recognize the signs of an island?
Excellent. Sheikh Uthaymeen was asked this question. Who's the alim? He said the alim, who the ulama says he's alim. Who the ulama says he's alim. Because yani, the ulama can recognize the alim and how much alim he has when they speak to him. That's the way we know, yani we can know. Now, and the alim is the one who always relates you to قال الله قال رسول. Allah said, the Messenger said. And refers you in the terms of interpreting the ayat of Quran to what the Sahaba used to interpret and the Tabi'in. But the alim who wants to bound you from that century, as some say, their time is different from our time, then he's the alim.
يرفع صوتك يا
والله يا أخي I think I have يعني spoke a little bit about that in the first lecture. If you seek the knowledge, if you seek the knowledge properly with your local students of knowledge, then you will come to know gradually who is what. Now, but it is not a medicine prescription to tell you this is yes, this is no. Every mankind has his own mistakes. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كل ابن آدم خطأ وخير الخطائين التوابون. all mankind can make mistake, but the best of them are the ones who repent. Now, so the best way to know the truth, as I told you, one through the internet, through the books, this is not the ilm, this is the information. And the names you mentioned, I don't think that they are people who you are going to study under them, because you are living here. Yeah, the first of all, study with your local students of knowledge until you are good in some, and wallahi as well. By the time you go to the ilm, you will see the world differently. Wallah. You will see the world differently. Objects are the same objects, but you are going to see it differently. And in terms of reality, not only image or figure. And I teach you one thing. Rasulullah taught us. Rasulullah used whenever he stands for night prayers, sometimes he do the dua al-istiftah, the subrogation for opening. Sometimes he uses dua. And he's Rasulullah. Think what now? Allahumma. Wa Mika'il wa Israfil Fatir al-Samawat wal-Ard أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط المستقيم. أو الله لورد جبرائيل ميكائيل إسرافيل كريتور فيفن سفين, you are the one who guides guides me to the to the حق of which people are different on, as you are the one who you guide, whom you like, to the right way. Guide me, O Allah, to that right way. Rasulullah used to make this dua, not to teach the Sahaba in his prayer, not prayer in his room. In his room. What about us today? Rarely, rarely people take this dua. Rarely. And rarely they stand for night prayers. If you want the haq, ask it from the haq. Who is the haq? Allah. You want to know the haq? Ask it from the haq. Stand up at night prayer, ask Allah to guide you. If you are honest, wallah, Allah will show you. Like you see the sun in the middle of the day. Barakallah. Now.
Jazakallah
khair. Yani, there are ulama in regards to the ilm that they have, meaning the scientists know about science. As Allah Ta'ala said, يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. They know only the apparent things about this world life, but they are from the Akhirah, they are headless. So يعني, they call them ulama, but if they call them ulama in a way that we take يعني, fatawa from them, that's absolutely wrong. We have like this phenomenon in the Arab countries. Somebody who has PhD is a sheikh. He has PhD plus beard. PhD plus beard is sheikh. What does this PhD mean? chemistry, mathematics, medicine, and each sheikh. Okay, I have no problem. Even if he is plumber, can be sheikh, no room. But, did you study with ulama? Or just because you are PhD or Ali? That's a problem. And to, yani, before it was PhD, blood pill, you are sheikh. Today, even PhD with no beard. Clean shave. Oh, sorry. Even no PhD. Because I know one famous friend, he comes to your friend. He has even no PhD. So in the old days, they say whoever for a turban is Ali. Today even no turban. Whoever wore the necktie. It's a big mess today, I told you. It's a big mess today. We are in a real, real big mess today. How can we come out of this mess? As Imam Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه said, لن يسمع آخر عن الأمة إلا بمن صلح به أولا. Nothing can correct the legacy of this Ummah except what the first of this Ummah was. What did they correct with? This light which came from the heavens. Knowledge. Without that, no. No way. Allah Akbar. عن ذاك المجال؟
إيه.
يلقي محاضرة عن
ذاك المجال.
لا ما في بأس إذا كان جئنا بطبيب حتى يتكلم عن مسألة طبية أو مشكلة طبية مشكلة ما في حرج. لكن الخوف أن نأتي بطبيب ويبدأ يتكلم عن أحكام شرعية هذه مصيبة. Say in English. Okay, the brother said, is there any harm to bring someone who is specialist in a field to speak to the people about that yani field? And I said, like what? A medicine doctor who come and speak to the people of an illness that is spreading around and warn them from it? I said, no, this is one of the duties of the medicine. But the problem is when we bring in to start giving the people lectures in Islam. That's a problem. والله look, let me يعني just clarify a little bit, not much, because we have some youth. Right. In Islam, our Prophet ﷺ did not teach in his classes the brothers and sisters, even segregated, and the wives, brothers, left, for example. Have you ever heard that Prophet ﷺ did that? No. Some type of this, as they come on TV, half of the studio, the audience, girls and boys, uncovered faces, and they talk to them both. The same way are segregating them. Segregating them. Or fabricating them. Are you segregating them or fabricating them? I think it's a fabrication. This is not Islam. So what is he presenting? His image does not indicate Islam. The whole environment does not indicate Islam. And they say that they are called Islam. What is Islam? I don't know. والإسلام. إذا الإسلام محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أو الإسلام أو هدف. إذا الإسلام محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كي تنزل بأي الله البخاري البخاري مسلم شو مبين أبيت إثنات ذلك من الإسلام أو أذر ذلك محمد هذا ممكن we got one thing and there are many others that's the business you want to do okay in regard to expose them يعني in regard to criticize them the ulama already said their word about every individual of them but in regard to stop them the ulama didn't have the power to stop people the ulama cannot stop people but the ulama has said their words and they already said
moderate
I call them in Arabic moderate
Would
you like to find for some kind of doubt to give a weak hadith and you can only desire? And when you try to speak seven of the hadith, and the opposite is spoken, what do you want to do? No. If the da'i intends to use weak hadith, then he's wrong. Weak hadith means it is not authenticated to Rasulullah. Means Rasulullah didn't say it. So how come you say Rasulullah said so and so? Some scholars say, no problem in Fadail al-A'mal. No, it is a problem. Fadail al-A'mal is ibadah or not ibadah. So how come I worship Allah by something Rasulullah didn't say? I say Rasulullah said. That's a problem. But if he said a hadith and he thinks that يعني, not his way, and one day I gave a khutbah in a message and I mentioned hadith. Or I put my hadith and the khutbah as you see. I spent sometimes nights preparing it. But sometimes people make mistakes. I gave khutbah and then someone came to me and said, yes sir, the hadith you mentioned is weak. I said, how come weak? And I got it from Sayyid al-Jam' Abu Shaykh Abu Shaykh al-Bani. He said, well, your Shaykh have brought out back of it. And he said he was wrong, it is weak, and it is in the book of, as I remember, Mishkat al-Musabih. I went to Mishkat al-Musabih, I found the Shaykh, yeah, Shaykh, what's wrong from this hadith? Next khutbah I climbed the member. The khutbah topic was different. But before I began, after khutbah al-Hajj, I said, yeah, Ikhwan, last khutbah I told this hadith is authentic. Authenticated by Al-Bani and Sayyid al-Jam, hadith number. But somebody came and corrected me. Sheikh Al-Bani Sheikh Al-Bani ايش تقولون تراجع اي على الثاني ها تراجع withdraw from the authenticity of this hadith as in Mishkat al-Musabih hadith number 6 now we don't count we owe somebody who bring a hadith ضعيف but if he يعني now we will bring a hadith ضعيف and he says no problem in that. I don't advise you to listen to him, and if he teaches in this masjid, the administration should stop him. But yani, in this lecture, by mistake I came across a hadith, I thought it is authentic, then it was da'if. No problem to correct me, but in a nice manner. In a nice manner. Not to offend me, everybody. There's a hadith da'if. Like one day, Sheikh Abdullah Radiyah Rahimahullah came to Jibba to give a lecture and he sat on the seat, mashallah, he started the muhadara just a few minutes when he started then a man, maybe 16, 17, 18 years old he waved his hand and the Sheikh has so much mercy in the youth He thought maybe he wants to excuse God to join him because, you know. He said, yeah. He said, the hadith is da'if. He said, da'if is you, sit down. Because it's not the way. Send a little favor and say something. Yani Sheikh Riyan, we know that he never accepts religion and the da'if. But maybe he missed it, maybe he thought it is authentic, maybe. This matter is, ask the director to come and say, yes, I need to mention the da'if. He will go, well, because he's going to ask him, where did you find it? I'm not going to accept from anybody. Come and tell me this is da'if. Until he told me, where you find it, that it is da'if. And imagine if I'm in the dars or the khutbah and every time one is standing, has it da'if? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't buy it. No, it's not good. It's not good. Allah Alam. No. The advice I give you is don't interfere in things that you are not related to. You are here in the UK. Take my advice. Learn how to make as much kuffar as you can convert to Islam. Learn that and do that. Try to make UK a land of Islam. So all the corruption there, we leave it and come here. We work hard to make those British Muslims work on their call. Don't stop. Do us this favor. I am from the East. There the Muslim country is living a miserable life. Terrible. Please, you guys here, work hard to invite all these kuffar to Islam, bring them to Islam, and when there will be only 10% of the kuffar, we all will come to you, inshallah. But until then, keep coming to this place. Keep coming to this place most regularly. Examine yourself. You come for budget? Blah, 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 blah. No budget. Where are you going? Okay, it's far away and it's cold. MashaAllah, this is difficult. What's happening there is not difficult. What's this? Here, the jihad, we need to come to the mosque. Come to the mosque. This is the jihad against shaitan, the first enemy. If you can win this battle, easily you can win any battle. Easily. But if you cannot win this, how can you win that? Yeah. So, Ikhwan, as I said, come regularly to the Masjid for Salah, for seeking knowledge. For seeking knowledge. And, go gradually. Don't jump up. No, gradually. This will make you, number one, understand the situation of the whole world, not only Muslim world, the whole world. والله أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم طيب لا تخش الله
يحفظك
طيب يعني يا أخوان if you don't mind
to ask the question
if you don't mind do not mention names please do not mention names. Any question going to include the name of anybody, I'm sorry to say I'm not going to answer. So do not bring any names. No. He's not Karabawi.
he would give his speech about what happened to me. basically that after when Qadrat is dead, so basically what he said is really see like going on each other, the chief of Qadrat of the and he was asking president of one of the countries to appropriate somewhere to support the people of Libya to give them more weapons to fight those troops. And basically the kind of way jihad is like the same, that kind of jihad, you know, like Libya to Muslim center, or to forget about the Syrian people which is the government is even in fact Muslim people. And no one is talking about them right now, even the ulama, Rabbi Nadir, except all the Qadhafi is telling you to do it.
Finished?
Yes.
If you want to hear from the ulama, you come to hear the ulama. I hear from the ulama. You want to hear, you come. And I'll have you, I'll make you hear. But we hear from the ulama, the world. And we go to all these affairs happening around the world. We hear from the ulama, the world. But away from what Qaddafi, Qardawi said, let me ask a question and answer me honestly. How many times you include those people in your dua? No, those people, Syria, I mean the people, the Muslims.
Many times.
What do you say? Take Libya's case. What do you say?
I'll tell you what we said. I've never said how we say forgiven.
No. I say the Libyans are fighting against each other now. Right?
Mm.
As you said that the Rabbi said to you. What did you say in your dua for the Libyans? That is good.
Yes.
Make it to the Syrians and Yemenis and Sudanese and Saudis and Algerians, all of them.
Syrians, they used it. They have Muslims and they Sunnah, and the government which is mostly used it to change to the Sunnah and Kafir.
I'm telling you, ask Allah to give guidance to the Syrian population, people, any government or the people. Ask Allah to give them guidance, mercy, aid. Same thing with the Yemenis, with the Saudis, with the Qataris, with the Kuwaitis, with Libyans and Nigerians and all. Somalians. See, Somalis are forgotten amongst all these crises. They need for your dua, ikhwan. All these countries need for your dua. That Allah Ta'ala help them. And the crisis of, in this crisis, ikhwan, because in this crisis there are people whose voices are not here, whose location is not known. And that's what the kuffar and the shaitan wants. In Yemen, when the riots took place and the government was busy refuting and fighting against the riots, the Rafida found it a good chance to go to the best institute of knowledge in the world today. All students of knowledge, memorizing Quran, Hadith, only that's their business. And they surrounded it, started shooting, banded it. No, even, yani, they tried by the tribes, they did not accept. Red Crescent, they did not accept. United Nations came, and the Red Cross is the only one who could let something enter, and even they have taken most of it. The Rafida, and the Muslims are busy talking about this and that. And you see what? There is a well planned against Muslims, but Muslims don't understand. They threw one bomb here, and they made them busy, and they threw a new bomb here. You know? That's the point, Ikhwan. That's the point. Here, you are here. What you can do here? Every night, stand for prayer. Stand for prayer, even half an hour. Make your dua for all Muslims that Allah protect them, guide them, send mercy upon them, put the best of them as rulers on them. And if you are someone who Allah accepts, He will accept your dua. May Allah Ta'ala make us all from those who Allah Ta'ala accept their dua, and make us from those who never forget their brothers from dua. Wallahu A'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.